A shot to the heart by a man with a homemade gun. A routine campaign speech ending in an unprecedented assassination. Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe died Friday morning in the western city of Nara. He was campaigning for upper house elections scheduled for Sunday. Seconds after Abe collapsed, officers tackled the suspect. Police say 41-year-old Tetsuya Yamagami told them he was disgruntled with Abe and aimed to kill him. It was a rare occurrence in a country with a low crime rate and some of the world's most restrictive gun laws.
We cannot accept that this violent act took place during an election, the foundation of democracy. In the strongest terms, I condemn this attack.
The 67-year-old was a dynamo of Japanese politics and a third-generation politician. His grandfather was prime minister, his father foreign minister. Abe distinguished himself as the longest-serving prime minister with two terms in office.
He brought stability to a political system that tended to kind of churn out prime ministers one after another. Not only that, but he was also transformative in Japanese politics. He made Japan a much more significant player in terms of regional and I would say even global security.
Abe promoted policies dubbed Abenomics, intended to boost the economy. He wanted to strengthen Japan's geopolitical clout by amending its post-World War II pacifist constitution. It proved polarizing among the public, and his efforts failed. During his last year in office, he was criticized for his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic.
I've worked hard every single day to revitalize the economy and to conduct diplomacy that would protect the national interest. During this time, I'm proud to have taken on various challenges with the Japanese people.
Although he resigned in 2020, citing poor health, the following year, Abe returned as leader of the Liberal Democratic Party, a man who couldn't shed his political skin, assassinated for it. Natasha Ganane, Al Jazeera.